Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Daily Bread for Busy Moms. My name is Sophia, and I'm going to be reading for you today. Today is Tuesday, the 27th of July, which is the 18th of Av on the Hebrew calendar. And this week's Torah portion, or parasha, is called Ekev, which means consequence. Today's Aliyah from the Torah is Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 4 through 29. But as usual, before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His Word. If you have a Daily Bread journal, you can find this blessing in the beginning pages. And if you know it, I encourage you to follow along with me. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. After the Lord your God has driven them out from before you, do not say in your heart, "It is because of my righteousness that the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. It is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you. It is not by your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you are going in to possess their land. Rather, because of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God is driving them out from before you. And in order to keep the word the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. So you should understand that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, never forget, how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness. From the day you left the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. At Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath, and the Lord was angry with you, enough to destroy you. When I went up the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that the Lord cut with you, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread or drink water. The Lord gave me the two tablets of stone written by the finger of God. Moreover, on them were all the words that the Lord had spoken with you on the mountain, from the midst of the fire, on the day of the assembly. Now at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. The Lord said to me, "Get up, go quickly down from here, for your people whom you brought out from Egypt have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned from the way I commanded them. They have made a molten image for themselves." Furthermore, the Lord spoke to me, saying, "I have seen this people, and it is indeed a stiff-necked people. Leave me alone, so that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under the heavens. Then I will make you into a nation, mightier and greater than they." So I turned and came down from the mountain while the mountain was burning with fire. Now the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. When I looked, you had indeed sinned against the Lord your God. You had made yourselves a metal calf. So quickly you had turned aside from the way the Lord had commanded you. So I took hold of the two tablets, threw them out of my two hands, and smashed them before your eyes. Then I fell down before the Lord like the first time, for 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread or drink water, because of all your sin that you committed, doing evil in the Lord's sight, provoking Him to anger. For I was afraid of the fierce wrath and fury which the Lord bore toward you, to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me that time also. The Lord was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him. So I prayed for Aaron also at the same time. I took your sin, the calf you had made, and burnt it in the fire. I crushed it, grinding it up so well that it was as fine as dust. And I threw its dust into the wadi flowing down from the mountain. Again at Tavera and Massa and Kivrot HaTava, you provoked the Lord to wrath. When the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, "Go up and possess the land I have given you," then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God and didn't believe him or listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. So I threw myself down before the Lord those 40 days and 40 nights, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed to the Lord and said, "O Lord, Lord, do not destroy your people, your inheritance that you have redeemed through your greatness and brought out from Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Pay no attention to the stubbornness of this people or to their wickedness or their sin. Otherwise, the land from which you brought us out may say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land that he spoke of to them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people, your inheritance that you brought out by your great power and your outstretched arm. That was Deuteronomy 9, verse 4 through 29. Our portion from the prophets today is Ezekiel chapter 39. You son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus says the Lord Elohim, behold, I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tuval. I will turn you around, drive you along, and lead you up from the extreme north. I will bring you upon the mountains of Israel. Then I will strike your bow from your left hand and make your arrows drop from your right hand. You will fall on the mountains of Israel, you, all your troops, and the people that are with you. I will give you as food to all kinds of birds of prey and to the beasts of the field. You will fall on an open field, for I have spoken. It is a declaration of the Lord. I will send fire on Magog and on those who live securely on the islands. Then they will know that I am the Lord. So I will make my holy name known among my people Israel. I will not let my holy name be profaned any more. The nations will know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it is coming. It will be done. It is a declaration of the Lord. This is the day that I have spoken about. The inhabitants of Israel's cities will go out and kindle fires with the weapons, shields and breastplates, bows and arrows, war clubs and spears. They will make fires with them for 7 years. They will not take wood out of the field or cut anything from the forests, for they will make fire from the weapons. They will plunder those who plundered them and loot those who looted them. It is a declaration of the Lord. On that day, I will give Gog a burial place there in Israel, the valley of the travelers east of the sea. I will block those who travel through, since they will bury Gog and all his multitude there. Then they will call it the valley of Hamon Gog. The house of Israel will bury them for 7 months in order to cleanse the land. All the people of the land will bury them. It will be memorable for them, a day when I am glorified. It is a declaration of the Lord. Men will continually set apart to travel through the land and bury the travelers remaining on the face of the land in order to cleanse it. At the end of 7 months, they will make their search. When they travel through the land, if any sees a man's bone, he will set up a sign by it until the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. Hamonah will also be the name of the city. So they will cleanse the land. You son of man, thus says the Lord Elohim, say to every kind of bird and to every beast of the field, assemble and come. Gather from all around to my sacrificial feast that I have prepared for you, a great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel. You will eat flesh and drink blood. You will eat the flesh of mighty men and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, as rams, lambs, goats, bulls, all of them fatlings of Bashan. So you will eat fat until you are gorged, and you will drink blood until you are drunk, from my sacrificial feast that I have prepared for you. You will be filled at my table with horses and horsemen, with mighty men and all the warriors. It is a declaration of the Lord. I will put my glory among the nations. All the nations will see my judgment that I will execute at my hand, that I will lay on them. The house of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God from that day onward. The nations will know that the house of Israel went into exile for their iniquity, because they broke faith with me. So I hid my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies. All of them fell by the sword. I dealt with them according to their uncleanness and their transgressions. I hid my face from them. Therefore thus says the Lord Elohim, now I will restore Yaakov from exile, when I have compassion on the whole house of Israel. I will be zealous for my holy name. They will bear their name and all their disloyalty by which they broke faith with me, when they were living securely in their land, with no one making them afraid. When I have brought them back from the peoples and have gathered them out from their enemies' lands, I will be sanctified in them in the eyes of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God, since it was I who caused them to go into exile among the nations, and I who will gather them back to their own land. I will never again leave them there. I will never again hide my face from them, for I have poured out my ruach upon the house of Israel. It is a declaration of the Lord. That was Ezekiel chapter 39. Our portion from the writings is 1 Chronicles chapter 18. In the course of time, David defeated the Philistines and subdued them. He took Gath and its villages from the hand of the Philistines. He also defeated Moab, and the Moabites became vassals to David and brought tribute. Moreover, David defeated King Hadadezer of Zobah at Hamath, when he went to establish his dominion at the Euphrates River. David captured from him 1,000 chariots, 7,000 horsemen, and 20,000 infantrymen. David hamstrung all the chariot horses, but reserved 100 of them for chariots. When the Arameans of Damascus came to help King Hadadezer of Zobah, David struck down 22,000 of the Arameans. David put garrisons in Aram of Damascus, and the Arameans became subject to David and brought tribute. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. David took the gold shields that were on Hadadezer's servants and brought them to Jerusalem. From Tibhat and from Kun, Hadadezer's cities, David took a very large quantity of bronze, which Solomon used to make the bronze sea, pillars, and bronze vessels. When King Tou of Hamath heard that David had defeated the whole army of King Hadadezer of Zobah, he sent his son Hadoram to King David to greet and bless him because he fought against Hadadezer and defeated him. For Hadadezer had many wars with Tou. He also sent all kinds of articles of gold, silver, and bronze. King David dedicated these articles to the Lord, along with the silver and gold that he had taken from all the nations, from Edom and Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, and Amalek. Avishai, son of Zeruiah, struck down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. Then he put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became vassals to David. So the Lord gave David victory wherever he went. David reigned over all Israel, and he administered justice and righteousness to all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was over the army, and Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was secretary. Tzadok, son of Ahitub, and Avimelech, son of Aviatar, were Kohanim, and Shavsha was scribe. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and Pelethites, and David's sons were chief officials in the service of the king. That was 1 Chronicles chapter 18. Our next and last scripture for today is 1 Timothy chapter 2. Therefore, first of all, I urge that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in authority, so we may live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and respectfulness. This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior. He desires all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, a human, Messiah Yeshua, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed a herald and an emissary. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faithfulness and truth. So I desire all men to pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without anger and argument. Likewise, women are to adorn themselves in appropriate clothing with modesty and sound judgment, not in seductive hairstyles and gold or pearls or costly clothing, but what is suitable for women, claiming godliness through good deeds. Let a woman receive training in a quiet demeanor with complete respect for order. But I do not allow a woman to train or dictate to a man, but to be in a quiet demeanor. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Also Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, she fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be sustained through childbearing, if they continue in faithfulness and love and holiness with sound judgment. That was 1 Timothy chapter 2. That was the last scripture reading for today, but if you are reading the double track of Apostles this year, then you would also read John chapter 6, verse 37 through 71. If you've ever wondered what this double track is, the Daily Bread Journal goes through the entire Bible in 1 year, but there is an optional track of reading through the New Testament or the Apostles twice in a year. I also want to remind you that if you haven't pre-ordered your journal for next year, you can do that at arielmedia.shop and use the discount code BUSYMOMS to get 15% off. That's all for today, and I hope and pray that you have a blessed day and that you can hide the treasures of these scriptures in your heart throughout your day. My name is Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.